Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Brian Johnson, worship leader there at Bethel, Bill Johnson's son, sharing briefly with some folks about living in God's grace. And I think that's so important because a lot of times, if we're not careful, we can lean on our own understanding. We can lean in our own strength and determination. And that only works just for a little bit, you know.
Got to remind you.
Yeah, because you just can't do it. You know, you just can't do it. God has given us grace. In fact, watch this.
Time with him should be treated like if we were alone on a deserted island. No motive other than friendship. In the secret place, everything starts to make sense. Philippians 4, 12 to 13 says this, "For I am trained in the secret of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger. And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty." The strength here is not in personal willpower. It's 100% in him. You guys remember the story of Peter when Jesus went to Peter and said, "You're going to deny him." And he's like, "I am not going to deny you. I'd never deny you. I'm going to be with you till the end." And he puffed out his chest, kind of like a rooster walks around. How many of you have chickens? We have chickens. We have chickens. And we had roosters. And I bought 14 roosters from Tractor, 14 chicks from Tractor Supply Store, and ended up with 12 roosters 9 months later. And what a rooster will do is a rooster will walk around, and it's so funny, even when they're this big, we have these cats, you know, and they're the dumbest things because they'll walk around like, you know, "I'm awesome." But even to a cat that's could eat it, there's this sense of they're so confident in who they are. Peter was confident in his ability, like a rooster, instead of acknowledging, and it's ironic that a rooster crowed, that it was a rooster. Lord, the Bible's full of stuff like that. Confident in his ability, instead of acknowledging his weakness, he chose to cling to the illusion of strength, and then a day later denied Jesus. Now, how in the world does that happen? He was the dude on the front row screaming the loudest during the high point of the worship set. He was on the front row. He was out evangelizing and prophesying over everyone more than any of us. How in the world did he deny Jesus a day later? That is how he denied Jesus a day later. There's an illusion that we can have sometimes that we are passionate for God, but the reality is we're maybe a little more confident in our passionate personality, and we're clinging to an illusion instead of actually being to the point where we're so broken that we know 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 that it's only by grace that we can even lift our voice. Wow. Consider it a gift. When God is your only option. See, men impress other men with our gifts and our successes and our great exploits. Right? I got these songs and I've got the label and then all of a sudden, my balloon has popped and I can't even carry on a conversation, or I can't look at my lawn that's got something wrong with it without having a panic attack. The way to impress God is we must step into the realm of limitless faith in God alone. Because he's not impressed with our gifts, our success, our great exploits, because he already knows. He gave them to us. It's all by grace. He's impressed when we completely rely on him and have limitless faith in God. My dad is incredible to me with his sickness that he's been going through. It's amazing to watch him in this season and praise God for, you know, he's getting surgery and everything, which Chris talked about today. But it's amazing to watch a man who's actually living out right now what he's been preaching for his whole life. Living out what it looks like to have faith, to have limitless faith in God, unhindered by circumstance. That's where the rubber meets the road. We can do this all day and we can say, "Man, I trust in God, I trust in God," and all this. But when the crap hits the fan, do you still trust in God? Do you know what I mean? And I just love watching him in this season. It's really powerful. And I feel like after this season, there's going to be another level really for him, because there's always another level when you go through stuff. Always. Embracing the pain, getting past it.
Wow. Zechariah 4:6, right? Not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, right? Listen, you only can go so far in your own strength.
Yeah.
Why even attempt? It's so much better to say, Lord, I need your grace. I need your supernatural empowerment to do what I cannot even do on my own. I'm not even going to attempt it. I reach out for grace.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.